ओम शांति। 15th of February 2019, टुडे इज फ्राइडे। द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम साकार मुरली। मे यू बी अ हीरो एक्टर विथ ऑल राइट्स एंड ओवरकम ऑल प्रॉब्लम्स एज दो यू आर प्लेइंग गेम्स। मे यू बी अ हीरो एक्टर विथ ऑल राइट्स and overcome all problems as though you are playing games. No matter what the situation or the problems are, do not be controlled by the problems, but have all rights and overcome the problems in such a way as when you play games. Externally, you may have a part of crying, but you should feel inside all of it to be a game which is called the drama, and that we are hero actors in this drama. Hero actors means those who play accurate parts. Therefore, consider any big problem to be a game and make it light. Do not have any burdens. So Baba is saying, may you be a hero actor with all the rights and overcome all problems as though you are playing games. So whatever the situations are, do not get controlled by problems, and overcome those problems as if you are playing games. Externally, even if there is a part of crying, Baba is saying, inside you should feel as if it is a game. And this game is called drama. And in this drama, we are hero actors. And hero actors means those who play their part accurately. Therefore, whatever the problems are, consider them to be a game. And this attitude will make you light. And then Baba is saying, do not have any burdens. So, why do we play games in the world? Why sports are so important? The first and the foremost thing is, it provides you wholesale entertainment. So games are for entertainment. Why do we play games? They entertain you. You enjoy them. So games are for enjoyment. If somebody is depressed and he goes and watches some play, some game, it elevates him. It changes the person's mood. So it's a great source of enjoyment. Then it's also for fitness. Rather than playing game, let's focus on seeing games. What happens when we see games? It diverts the mind. Okay. What else? For keeping oneself busy. You get busy in watching games. Okay. So you get busy. What else? When we see game, what happens? It's an inspiration also. So games are known as learning machines. You know, one of the names games have been given is, games are learning machines. So when we watch games, when we see games, we learn many things. So they are in fact learning machines. Then what happens when we see games? So it's a stress reliever. Games are stress relievers. they diffuse the tension.
If your supporting team is losing,
let us be impartial spectator, where we do not belong to any team. We are just watching it for the sake of watching. So it definitely is a stress reliever. Then what else?
Sometimes time pass.
Time pass. So it's whiling away the time, you watch games. What else? What? You get? And we are not talking of playing games on the phone. We are talking of watching games which are being played out in playground. We are talking about that. We are spectators sitting in the audience and watching the games. So what happens when we watch games? Yeah, so that's a very good thing that we learn. We learn many things, like we learn cooperative skills, how the players cooperate amongst themselves. So cooperative skills we learn. Another thing is dealing with chaos, how to deal with chaos we learn. Then problem solving things we learn. And then there is something in which is known as to go meta means what? To go meta means you jump to a higher platform of thinking. You understand bigger picture. You are here with your narrowed mind. But when you watch games, you enter, you understand to think in a different manner, with different perspective. So that is known as to go meta. This is a very specific term used in sports psychology. To go meta. So, one more thing. Observation skills. When you watch games, what happens? Your observation skill improves. Observation skills. So you, when you see, many things you learn just by observing. So these are all the, we can say, benefits of watching games. Now Baba is saying something else better. Yeah? Hope of winning. So it sustains the hope. Yes, we will win. We will win. Leadership qualities, even that induces dynamic leadership qualities. You learn how the team is working, how the team is cooperating. You learn the attitude of sportsmanship. It's not about winning or losing. It's not about victory and defeat. The real sportsman is a person who accepts, who is not enchanted by victory nor frustrated by defeat. If the victory enchants you, probably defeat will frustrate you. So a real sportsman is unaffected by victory or defeat. They play for the sake of playing. They play for the sake of sport. They play for the very sake of enjoyment, entertainment, because most of the time sports is their passion. So it's about playing. We are talking right now about watching. Okay. So Baba is saying, no matter what the situations or problems are, do not be controlled by problems, but have all rights and overcome the problem in such a way as if when you are playing games. Externally you may be a part of crying, but inside you know that everything which is going on this world drama, this is a play, and it's a very beautiful play. And I am watching this play as a detached observer, as a mute spectator. I am in the audience. I am the audience as if. And what I do when I observe this play, this eternal drama, this unlimited drama, it provides wholesale entertainment. This is a very beautiful movie which is made. And when I watch this movie as a detached observer, it provides me entertainment. I see so many sanskars. I see so many souls together. I see so many souls with different past histories, and some of them are having so much black history, past traumatic experiences, and still souls are working, persisting, making efforts. So I see this entire drama as a detached observer, and I don't interfere into it. Though I am the actor, but yet I am an audience also. So I see everything as a detached observer, as a mute spectator, without interfering. So I enjoy this drama. Whatever that is happening in this drama, it's for enjoyment. I enjoy it. Rather than getting colored, rather than getting involved into different scenes of this drama, I see my own life as a series of different scenes, sequence of different scenes. That scene came, then that scene came, then that scene, then after that, so many scenes came. That is my childhood, that's my adulthood, that's where I am now, and these were all the events that happened. It's sort of a story. It's a book I'm reading, one page after the other. So it's for enjoyment. Also, they say life is a riddle, life is a puzzle, life is a book. So many analogies of life they give. So I enjoy every scene of this drama. I love every scene of this drama. Why? Because God loves. He has said, Baba enjoys and loves every scene of this drama. So I also enjoy and love every scene of this drama. I do not have complaint about past scenes. They were bad, but I accept them equally as I accept good scenes. Then, it's a learning machine. Games are learning machine. When I look this game, I look at this game as a detached observer, I learn many things. This drama has taught me so many things. Drama is our teacher. Drama is a best teacher. It has taught me so many things. It has taught me life skills. It has taught me, it's a university of hard knocks. Unless and until you get a degree from this university, you are not qualified for higher challenges. So this drama, this life is a university of hard knocks. You should be a champion in dealing with disasters, in dealing with difficulties, problems, challenges. So this is a learning machine. So when anything is happening in my life, I learn from each and every scene. Anything that has happened till now, let me take a leaf from it. Let me learn and let me turn a new leaf of life. Let me begin everything anew. So I learn. And then, what do we do? What we said? It's a time pass. It's a good means of whiling away the time. Okay. That will come under this only. Then, what else? It's a stress reliever. But when I get acutely, intensely involved with it, I myself get stressed. And that's why Baba said, look at this as a detached observer. That's one of the greatest sadhana or greatest spiritual endeavor everyone must see, do. At Amrit Vela or evening or before sleep, seeing everything as if the different acts of the play, the different acts of the drama. So, I will not get affected. Rather, it will relieve all the stresses, diffuse all the tensions. So, this is a stress reliever, learning machine, enjoyment, what else? Good method of whiling away the time. And then, to go meta. To get go meta means to reach a platform where you see things in broader perspective. you get a bigger picture to see. And for example, this is Dinaki Lake here, okay. When you are standing somewhere here, you can see few things. But as you climb mountains around, suppose you are here, you get to see a bigger picture. You climb further, you get to see even a bigger picture. You climb up here, so you get a bigger panorama, panoramic view. So the more you climb up, the better you see. Everything you can see, who is standing here, what are the trees, everything. So to go meta means, if you want to look at this drama, climb up. Stay above. And from there, see everything. So that you can see everything which is happening. If you sit here on the ground, stand on the ground, you may not be able to see everything which is happening. But you have to climb up. The more you climb, you have to seek some mountain and climb. And from there you see, you can see entire lake. You can see people who are walking. Just imagine you are standing here and two persons are quarreling. It doesn't affect you. It's an amusement. Two persons are playing. It doesn't affect you. You are up above. Whatever that is happening here, some are doing boat riding. It doesn't affect you. You are here. It appears a very small thing. Probably if you are here, you may have the desire, I should also do boat riding and all those. But here, at a higher platform, you don't have such desires. You just see things happening around like that. So, staying up all the time and seeing different vistas of life, different pictures of life, that is a stress reliever. That is to go meta. That is to be, to know, to enter into the different perspective. Then we said problem solving. When you sit here and try to solve problems, it's difficult. But when you climb up, you can see the same things and you can solve it. That's why they say what is known as psychological distancing. Person A is there and B is there. A is constantly in conflict with B. They might be husband and wife. And whatever they do, that further results in further disturbance. So best is sometimes physical space. Psychological distancing. These are the terms. Get separated for some time. So, when you see things as a drama, from a distance, there is a psychological distance that happens. And then you can know, you can do better problem solving. You can know how to deal with chaos, disturbance, disorders of life. For example, when you come to Madhuban, automatically you enter a new world. And many people have told in their experiences that when they come to Madhuban, they get the solutions to the problems they were facing there. In their country, in their workplaces. Why? Because psychological distance, physical distance, physical spacing, psychological distancing, everything has happened. And that's why when the mind is here only, two persons are trying to bring harmony and relationship, they're not able to do. They keep on whatever new meeting, every new meeting is creating new problem. And the meeting is for the sake of harmony. But it is leading to further conflicts. So the best sometime is go away. Distance. For some time. And then come back. Then observational skills. Observation skills. When you watch a game, you know everything. Whether it is a football or whether it is any game for that matter. I am watching that game. So I can keep a track of everything. My observation skills are improving. So when I see this drama as a game which is happening, I can see minutest things which are happening. I will not miss many things. Otherwise, when I get involved, I get missed. That's why in the drama, they have a director. Actors are busy in acting, but it's the director who directs them. He tells them, oh no, this scene should not be done like that. Do it in a different manner. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it till he is satisfied. Because he is the one who knows. For example, somebody has to hang that picture there. The person who is hanging, he might hang it little tilted. But the person who is standing at a distance will tell him, no, go little up on the right side. Or go little down on the left side. So when you are at a distance, you can see things as they are. So, in the similar manner, here also. Distance. So, seeing induces observation skills. So, when you see this different things which are happening in my own life, as an observer, as an audience, as a spectator, I can see those things which otherwise I would not see. So, that's why today's blessing is focusing entirely on considering everything as play, as game. No matter what situations are, what problems are, don't get controlled by those problems. Rather, have all the rights and overcome the problem in such a way as when you play games. Externally, whatever you are doing, even if it's a part of crying, but you should not feel inside all of it to be a game, which is called the drama. And that we are hero actors. And now another thing is, who are we of this drama? We are heroes and heroines of this drama. The entire focus is upon us. Everybody is looking at me. I am on the stage all the time. There are so many thousands of viewers are viewing me, seeing me. My every action is creating an impact. A cricket match is going on. He has to be so much careful, the cricketer. Because he knows that thousands of people are watching me across the world. He cannot be careless at a single moment. Or even the film actors, they have to be so much careful about their dialogues. They just can't say anything. Their pronunciations have to be correct. The delivery, dialogue delivery has to be accurate. So in the similar manner, we are the hero actors. Hence, hero actor means those who play accurate parts. Whatever part I have been given, whatever part, whatever seva, whatever job I am doing, whatever profession I belong to, I have to play my part accurately. It's a very beautiful thought. I have to play my part accurately. So when I come to Madhuban, my part is to do tapasya, what I am doing. When I come to Madhuban, with what purpose, with what goal, with what aim I have come here, am I doing the same thing I am supposed to do? Or I am just whiling away my time in all the irrelevant things for which I have not come here. So what is, am I playing my part accurately? That's one question everyone must ask. Therefore, consider any big problem to be game and make it light. Do not have any burden. So whatever problems are there, don't think of them as problem only, first of all. Think of them as game, as play, as toys. Baba says this is a game of Mickey Mouse. This is a cartoon show which is going on. This is a puppet show and you are the puppeteer. This is a cartoon show. This is a play which is going on. Enjoy it. Have you seen cartoon shows? How the children enjoy? If a child is watching TV and you come in between, how restless he is. He doesn't want to miss a single scene. He will make you move on one side. He will push you on this side. Because he doesn't want to miss a single scene of that cartoon show. So, this is a cartoon show which is going on. This is a laughter channel. You know, this is a comedy show which is going on. So enjoy it. Rather than getting depressed, rather than resorting to crying business. It's for enjoyment. Enjoy it. So this is what Baba wants. Om Shanti.